let's just have some fun with it. Take the ball and run with it. We're probably gonna fumble it. At least we're being humble, kid. Let's see who is the hungriest. Let's see who is the thirstiest. Let's see who gets the dirtiest.
Let's see who gets the dirtiest.
Cause we just can't be done with it. Everything is crumbling. At least we got the summer in, but now it's like we're stumbling. Let's see who is the hungriest. Let's see who is the sturdiest. Let's see who gets the dirtiest.
Let's see who's up the earliest.
I'm done being
courteous. Welcome, 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 managers, to the Commissioner's Desk Podcast. I am your host and Commissioner Chris Betancourt. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chase Jabot.
Howdy.
And back from a 10-week hiatus for the first time, rejoining the show,
welcome
Matt
back,
Lincoln.
Hello, hello. Hey, Matt. Matt, watch out.
What the hell was that?
Who the hell is that?
Well, hello. Guess who it is, live and in color.
I can only guess who this is.
Nobody hangs up on the whole damn show. I told you I was going to come in here, told you I'm going to take my spot.
Jeez. It's Cable!
How did you find this place?
Don't worry about how I know people in high places. I'm telling you right now, I told you I was going to get into this league. I'm going to get in this league. Now I'm here, live.
Jesus.
And now I'm taking over the podcast. Hey, Matt, take a nice nap.
Matt.
Well, I guess we got Cable on the show today.
All right.
Told Matt you I wasn't Cable. Messing around.
Matt's return is going to be a little delayed. Somebody should probably check on him.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll be knocked out for maybe like 45 minutes and then he'll be all right.
That's perfect timing.
So I had a show plan, but I guess we're going to have to swerve here.
I'll tell you what. Seeing him in person, I'm glad he's on my team if he's the TBD team.
That's right, baby. I told you I was 300 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
This whole damn show.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we'll do an interview with Cable today.
Sounds good to me. He's here. I don't think we have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. We got USFL to talk about.
Yep.
I watched the Batman.
Finally.
I wanted to have a non-spoiler review between me and you. I know you're a big fan. I guess Cable can chime in too. Have you watched it?
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm dying to watch it.
Okay. Right. And then what else we got? We got your game.
Yep.
Chase introduced a new game this week. And phone calls if anybody wants to call in.
That's it.
Well, at least this week you don't have to worry about me calling in because I'm here live.
That's right. So we got Cable live in studio. We got a big show planned, so stick around after the ad and we'll get to a Cable interview. Hey, Cable.
Yo.
Get some hair on your head, huh?
Absolutely.
It's about goddamn time. Somebody here with some hair on their head. So we can talk about barbers. You used to be a barber, right?
I still am. I cut my own hair. I do it all.
Oh, yeah. Do it all.
Oh, man.
But if you didn't want to cut your own hair, you want to go get your hair cut, you go to ML Barbershop in Acushnet, 113 Main Street, Acushnet. Dial 508-858-5458. That's Anthony Caton's phone number. He'll hook you up with a haircut, line your beard up. You do your beard yourself, too?
No shit.
Yeah, that shit's sharp. You look good.
Thank
you. I'm not going to lie.
He does look good.
Cable, the whole damn show is always ready to entertain and bring the pain and look fine as hell.
Oh man. As much animosity as I have towards this individual.
This is so bad.
He looks sharp. But the amazing thing about this, as good as he looks, he could look better if he went and got his hair cut at Emma Barbershop, 113 Main Street in Acushnet, 508-858-5458. Make an appointment with Anthony. Don't just walk in. Make an appointment. Get your hair cut. Don't look like shit.
Feeling like Razor Ramon. Feeling like the bad guy everywhere I go. That's why I be staying at home. That's why I just stay in my zone. Bobby's gonna die of old age before he put the mic down and out.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I feel like this song is appropriate for our guest today.
Oh, yeah. The Razor's Edge.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Show.
The bad guy.
This is Bob Simmons, a.k.a. Bob Awesome, over at riskybizmusic.bandcamp.com. That's riskybizmusic with a Z.bandcamp.com. The song is Razor Ramon. It's from the album Frequency, which was released in September of 2019. Get a listen.
Tough time to listen. Yeah. There you go. There it is.
Cable's feeling it.
Yeah. Cable's good jam. Vibing.
Good jam. So we got Cable in the house, man. Cable in the house. I did not expect Cable to be here.
I don't think Matt did either.
Expect the unexpected with me, always.
Matt
didn't expect it either.
I got Matt laying on the couch over there in the recovery position.
Looks like he's fucking drooling a little bit, but it's okay.
taking a little bit of a nap. He needed it, looked like. So, Cable in the house, so we might as well get an interview done.
Yeah, while he's here,
Is it a big splash coming into the league? Not that you're in the league.
I don't know.
I'm not giving you that spot.
It looks like I'm going to take it by the end of today, right. But we'll see what happens.
Well, don't hit me with a chair. So Cable called in the show, obviously, 2 weeks ago, was that?
The last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Unannounced, called right in the middle of, we were recording something else. Cable called in, I think we were about to stat calls.
Yeah.
Cable called in, big splash, we got good reaction, then called again last week during the intro.
During the intro, yeah. We started off with a bang.
Yeah, you've been
not quite a bang like this week, though.
Oh, yeah, that was literally that was a bang. Matt's feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he shit himself, but we'll see what happens when he wakes up.
Is that what that smell is?
Might be.
So obviously you've made your intentions known. You want to be in the league.
Duh. The whole damn show wants to be in the league and is going to be in the league.
How
did I hear about the league?
Yeah.
I think I heard it from Downey.
Downey? He's at the jail talking
shit. He was begging me to be in the league. Please, I'll do whatever it takes.
Oh, got a little collusion going on.
He's like, please get in the league.
He wanted you to be on Team Chase.
They're both on my team.
Yeah, I bet Downey got drafted by you and was like, yeah, we need to bring in a ringer.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Recruited you.
That's it.
They wanted an all-star on the team.
How much fantasy football experience you got?
I've been doing fantasy football now for 7 years. And I've won 7 years straight.
I'm
only kidding. Right. No, the whole damn show's not a liar. It's not a liar. I've already won a couple of times, though.
All right.
But you know, I've been distracted, with my career and stuff.
The reason I bring it up is you're a real polarizing figure since you've made your appearance on the
show.
Thank you. Some people love you, like Chase.
Oh, a big fan.
Chase was ready to blow you as soon as you walked in the door and knocked Matt out.
Who doesn't like a blowjob?
Yeah, well,
Chase has been all about you. And then we got,
Matt's going to like me too when he wakes up.
I don't know if he's going to like you after that. After that knock to the head. So in the group chat, you're getting mixed reactions, though, especially from the Bush League. A lot of guys are excited for you to show up. I know Tom Cinco is all about it. But Josh Fulton shows a little reservations to letting you in the league. He questions your ability as a fantasy football player. I think he's got an issue with your attitude, and he's got an issue with your skills. He says you don't sound like you know what you're talking about when it comes to fantasy
football.
Really? He said this? This is in black and white writing?
Yeah.
I can't wait to whoop his ass the first time I play against him.
Oh, man.
Well, Jared Oldham,
also
in that same group chat, advised Josh, that was a bad idea to go toe-to-toe with Cable.
That's the last thing you want to do is go toe-to-toe with a whole damn show.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Josh questioned the 300 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal is what he did.
That's right, you remember.
Literally questioned it, and then Jared Oldham said, hey, hold on. Hold on a minute. That boy is 300 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. So he advised him that was probably a bad idea, but he is questioning your ability at fantasy football, and He wants a serious competitive league. Do you consider yourself serious competition?
Let's put it this way. I eat, I shit, and I sleep fantasy football when it's season on. I know how to do it, and I know how to win, and I'll do whatever it takes to get that. I want that belt.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. You guys will see when the season starts.
You're actually the first one from the Bush League. Not that I'm letting you in, but you're the first one to see the belt, the actual belt.
See?
Let me speak for my my player here, Cable, all right? Because, to be fair, Josh Fulton hasn't done anything in this league besides talk about feet. So
he's got a little bit of a foot fetish there,
who
huh?
Who is he to come question the great Cable in a group text, all right?
I gotta make this clear again. Josh Fulton did not write that poem. He is not the writer of that poem.
I don't know.
I had him read it on the show. Josh Fulton did not write the magnum opus.
The only thing I've seen Josh Fulton do in this league is talk about feet for an extended period of time, all right? So I'll be goddamned if he's going to come after Cable the whole damn show.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, but I'm going to be able to take care of myself.
All right, I appreciate the backup. I feel like Paul Heyman over here. You know what I mean?
We will see when I draft. Pretty much, I'm going to give you guys a little cheat code for fantasy football. Yeah. 33% of it is how you draft. 33% is how you do picking up free agents during the season. And you know what the other 33% is? Okay. Straight luck.
Yeah.
And Cabo's got a lot of luck. He loves to fuck.
I do have to point something out, though.
What's this?
You're going in hot on Josh Fulton.
He's on my team.
He's on your fucking team.
I'm going to have to reprimand him. You know? He can't just be coming after, you know.
You got Downey and Kenny.
Yep.
You got Mux and Lauren.
Yep.
You got Fulton and Cabo.
Yeah. You know, it takes a fucking titan to get those energies to
that locker
coexist.
Room sounds like a mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that Cabo's in.
We're going to take all of our negative
energy. I'm pretty sure I'm in.
Two negatives make a positive, so six negatives must just be like a an explosion of positive productivity.
Oh, my God.
All I know is that locker room is going to be lit. It's going to be fun and exciting.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time.
And we're going to kick some ass.
You might have a few guys knocked out for the season.
Oh, yeah. If they piss me off, that's what's going to happen.
Well, the only person here.
How you doing over there?
Yeah, the only person here knocked out's on your squad.
Look at him sleeping like a baby.
Like a little baby. You could probably cradle him like a little baby.
Yeah. If he starts farting, though, I'm going to kick him outside.
Your whole team's going to be knocked out before you know it.
So you do watch football during the football season. You got to pay attention to be in contention.
Absolutely.
I did hear, rumor has it, you're a big Giants fan.
Oh, the New York Giants, baby.
So we got two guys in this league, we got three guys fans of New York teams, but two of them, one of them loves the Jets.
Yep. Something's wrong with that
guy. And one of them loves the Giants.
Yeah.
Who's the other fan that likes the Giants?
Nobody.
I'm the only one?
Yeah.
Good. So,
let's keep it that way.
So that's a losing team.
Right now, but it's okay.
Taking a beating, and then we get the Jets taking a beating.
The Jets, yeah.
Dario Candelaria's Jets. How do the Giants turn it around this year?
With the new coaching they got, and they're going to give Daniel Jones one more chance to prove himself. Mm-hmm. We'll see how Saquon Barkley does. But I think
they're going to improve.
I don't know if they're going to be a winning team yet this year, but they're going to improve. And I think that they're going to surprise a lot of teams. They might get in. They might get in that seventh spot.
Their best bet is that the division's dog shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they have a great defense. They actually have a good defense. Yeah,
no, they're in the NFC East, too. I mean, that entire division's trash.
Cowboys suck.
I don't like Danny Dimes, man.
I hope you guys get Baker Mayfield. I love me some Baker Mayfield.
Giants get Baker Mayfield? I don't know, I think
that market's too big for Baker. I think he's going to Seattle.
He's going to go throw fish.
They were talking about that today.
Yeah.
About him going to Seattle. Yeah. I saw something, but it was fake. But I think that he might go there.
I'm at a point where it's like, he's showing the interest. He's called in 2 weeks in a row. He showed up at the tavern today.
I showed up and knocked the guy out for you. Yeah. What else do you need me to do?
Yeah. It's coming to a point where it's like
you have to.
You got to give me a chance.
Yeah, where it's like
you can't do anything. Your hands are tied.
Cable the whole damn show talks a lot of trash, but at the end of the day, he always does what's best for everybody, and especially for me.
Yeah.
That's right. And at the end of the day, it'll be a good league. It'll be the best league ever.
So you're telling me that you do pay attention?
Of course.
That you will be in contention.
Yep.
That you're a serious competitor.
Yes. Big time competitor. Cable does not like to lose.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely, I got to say, like.
Are him and Josh Fulton rivals right off the rip?
I think so.
They're going to have to be, right?
Good. I love the haters. Bring them all on. I want people
Cable
to
Cable didn't
me.
Even know he had a rival coming Good. In here.
Perfect. Wow. That's what I like. I love it. I love people that want to challenge me and hate me. It makes me even better.
I'm going to have to think hard on it. Like, but you've definitely made a strong case. These other 11 guys that have applied, I haven't really heard from them.
How can you not know if I'm good or not? I brought my belt and my ring with me. My championship belt and my ring.
That's true.
Who else has a ring?
You don't want to dent that belt up on Matt's head? You had to use the chair?
No, I had to use the chair. I'm not going to use my belt that I won. Hell no. Hell no. I'm not going to use my belt and my ring. Look at this thing. This thing looks like a Super Bowl ring.
Should have punched Matt in the head with that ring.
Oh, he would have
been. Like Rick James.
I think you gotta let him in. You don't know what he's capable of. I think you're gonna have to let him in.
He definitely brings the entertainment. I mean, there's no doubt about
that. Bring the energy. Like that song says, big dick energy.
Cabo, I got one question for you. In the dictionary, all right, when you look up the word pussy, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Chris Betancourt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now you're out. 3 weeks in a row calling you a pussy.
There we go, baby.
You're out. not in the league. If I could hang up on you right now, I would.
Can't hang up on me now. I'm live. So get your popcorn ready because I'm about to stop.
I wish we had like a live stream going, like a live chat where people can ask questions to Cable right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't really have anything else unless you got something else for him besides, you know, have him call me a pussy again.
No, I didn't have it. It was an honest question. I didn't know what he would answer with, you know. Who knows?
Yeah. You didn't set him up at all.
No. Oh, it looks like Matt's getting up.
Oh, really?
Hey, Matt.
Not anymore. Oh. Jesus. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. I'm not done yet. Cable, the whole damn show's not done yet. Go back to sleep.
I think he was just getting more comfortable.
Nope.
Sorry, Matt. I thought he was getting up.
He just shit himself again. I could smell it.
No.
Jesus, he is snoozing now. Oh, my God. All right. Well, we want to get into Batman?
I guess so, yeah.
I can be violent when I have to be. But when you guys know, if I'm in the league, I won't be violent anymore unless I have to.
All right. Well, I did watch The Batman.
It's about time.
Now, you've been talking to me about this movie for like weeks now.
Yeah. I wanted your take on it, for sure.
So you went and saw it by yourself.
I saw it four times.
Jesus.
Twice in theaters, twice at home. It came out yesterday at home.
It was that good, huh?
I'm like a Batman guy. I always have been. So I just...
Some people say this was the best one.
I think Robert Pattinson is the best Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to give my spoiler-free review. Now, think Robert Pattinson is... the best Batman or the best Bruce Wayne or both?
I think together he's the best Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Now, I didn't hate him.
Okay.
My problem with it is I don't think he had enough lines. Yeah. The most dialogue he had was when he wasn't on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking over like the narrative.
I like the way they did that too.
I like the way they did it too.
Yeah.
But I just wish he had more lines. I don't think they gave him enough to use to act.
I liked the whole... because. Like in Batman Year One, you see like a young Batman detective. Yeah. He's not like, he doesn't have
the gadgets. I do like his age. I think he's the perfect age
right
now.
So he's like an emo Batman who kind of like fights
with
Alfred.
His hair.
Yeah, yeah.
His hair reminded me of Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like that.
He was kind of like emo, like gotten arguments with Alfred and stuff. And you could see that he wasn't like mature Bruce Wayne yet. He was still like getting his, you know.
No, but I liked it. I liked the gritty makeup he had on. Like when he had the bat suit off, he still had the dark underground.
I haven't watched the movie yet, but that's one thing I noticed. They did a great job with the makeup.
Yeah, he actually wore makeup.
Yeah,
saw
and it was running. And you know, it made it play the part better.
I thought it was really good.
I'm going to call it a show because that's what it felt like to me. It didn't feel like a movie.
It definitely felt segmented because it was so long.
It felt like a show. I felt like I was watching an episode of like Law and Order or like NYPD Blue. It was gritty, and I think it would have worked better as a series than a movie. I didn't feel like I was watching a movie, and it was long as hell. It's 3 hours long.
It's almost 3 hours long.
I really did enjoy it. I thought the best character out of the whole thing was Colin Farrell as the Penguin. I loved him.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. That's what somebody told me today.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell was actually the Penguin.
The Penguin,
He did a good job, too, but seriously, it felt like a series to me, like a show.
Yeah. Well, was it a good series?
I would have liked it. I would have enjoyed it as a series. I don't think it was a movie. And it's getting a lot of hype and a lot of people saying, oh, it's the best. I don't think it's the best Batman. I'm still partial to The Dark Knight.
Yeah, so I don't think
Christian Bale did a great job.
Yeah,
and so, Michael Keaton, those are my two favorites. Yeah.
Christian Bale was a great Bruce Wayne. He was a horrible Batman.
I think Christian Bale was fine as Batman.
The hand fighting scenes, if you go back and watch them, were horrible.
Suit. We could talk about the suit, too. Yeah. The suit was different.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's suit was more like the original Batman suit where there's no movement because the cowl came down over the shoulders.
Well, in the Dark Knight Rises, he loses the cowl. Remember? Yeah. He asks if he could turn his neck.
Yeah.
So with that, those scenes, though, with Bane, the horrible hand-to-hand combat. It was terrible.
But Robert Pattinson looked great as Batman.
I thought he did good. A lot of people didn't like the fact that he didn't gain weight. I didn't mind it. I thought it was good.
That's one thing I had an issue with. There's one scene where he's pushing that table.
Pushing the table. He's real skinny.
And he's wicked skinny. And I think Bruce Wayne would have a little more muscle mass.
Especially when Ben Affleck did it. He was pretty thick.
I did not mind Ben Affleck.
He looked good, though.
Either.
He looked good as the Batman.
I like Ben Affleck as old Batman.
Yeah.
As an older Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I enjoyed that scene from the cut Justice League. Yeah. Where he went into the future.
Yeah, and he had the Joker with him. And
I think that was great. I think that was better than the whole movie.
Yeah.
I would like to see a movie with Ben Affleck as old man Batman.
Yeah.
So he,
like Old Man Logan.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I'd love to see Old Man Batman.
That would be a good movie.
Affleck, because they're
gonna have Thomas Wayne coming in soon too.
They alluded
of the Flashpoint.
They alluded to Michael Keaton, the former Robins too, as far as Affleck's Batman goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could see it hurt him. That there was. I wanted more of that. I wanted more like he's at the end of his career as Batman.
Yeah.
He's got all these things that hurt him, and he's on that line of
crossing the line.
Yeah, you
get into
the whole
Red Hood series.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, on the edge of like killing. Like he wants to kill the Joker. Yeah, you can tell he wants to kill him.
Well, he did kill somebody in those movies. That was a big thing, was he was killing people with like a shotgun, remember?
There's another issue I have with the Batman. So, I don't want to cause no spoilers, nothing like that. The section of the movie where they're in the Batmobile, where Batman's chasing the penguin.
Best car scene probably I've ever seen in my life.
But really? Completely.
Oh, it was incredible.
Completely unnecessary for the movie. I feel like it was just there to showcase toys, like a product line. They wanted to show the Batmobile.
Throughout the movie, you see that he's working on the engine.
On like the Batmobile
in
the back.
Yeah. So you see like he'll be on his computer and it'll zoom out and you'll see like the head of the engine, you know, and then like
wicked cool Batmobile. I love
badass Batmobile.
You guys make me want to watch this movie tonight.
It's
on HBO Max now.
You should watch it. It's good.
Yeah,
but
like take a day out to watch. Yeah. It. It's literally 3 hours long.
But that scene, you know, Batman's all about not killing people. They're going through that tunnel or whatever. They're under that overpass.
Yeah,
Penguin knocks the truck over or whatever. How many people fucking died in that?
Oh, yeah. If you're looking at like stuff like that, you got to think about all the skyscrapers that have fallen over the years with the movies and stuff too, you know?
That part, I was like, well, he just doesn't care about these truck drivers, these blue-collar guys just trying to carry their payloads from one area to the next. These guys are all dying in Gotham.
For the
like, Gotham streets are busy as hell at night.
Oh, yeah. That was Vegas. That was
like,
probably...
It's like Las Vegas over there.
That was probably my favorite Gotham, too. That Gotham reminded me of the animated series Gotham.
It was dark. It was gritty. It was literally dark.
Yeah,
I had to turn the brightness up on my
TV. Yeah, that's what everybody said. That's what everybody says. Dark. You have to turn the brightness up because it's very dark.
Yeah, it's super dark. But
I think my whole outlook, because I love that era of Batman, comic book wise and everything else. I like the young Batman.
When is the timeline? Like, is it now or is it like in the past? Like,
I think it's just after he became the Batman. He's already dealt with the Joker.
He's been Batman for 2 years.
He's already been Batman for 2 years.
Yeah.
They don't even call him Batman, right? They call him like the Avenger or something.
Vengeance.
I'm sorry.
Put Joker's in Arkham, but it's not Arkham yet, and he's not Joker yet.
No,
it's Arkham, because when Riddler's wearing his jumpsuit, says Arkham.
Oh, does it? Because at the beginning of the movie, it wasn't Arkham yet. So they must have named it throughout the movie.
Yeah. So,
And they, so sorry, I keep getting off topic, but I think it was the best origin story Batman by far.
Well, it's because they didn't go origin. There was no origin.
Well, hear me out. Not origin, but the beginning of the Batman, because this is going to go into at least a trilogy.
Yeah.
I think it's way better than Batman Begins. You can't compete with The Dark Knight because it's not that, it hasn't reached its peak yet. So let's compare, don't compare this movie to The Dark Knight. Compare whatever the peak movie is to The Dark Knight.
The problem with the next one,
it's gonna be, and they're talking about Mr. Freeze in the next one.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I wonder how they're gonna play that one off.
Yeah, I'm curious.
The real problem here is that Heath Ledger set such a high bar as far as the Joker goes.
Yeah,
it's hard to get to that.
Well, you saw Joaquin Phoenix do it, and I think he did it the best
but it was different.
Yeah,
it was more. I think Joaquin Phoenix's was more like somebody that really suffered from mental illness.
Yeah,
his laugh was authentic.
Yeah,
like he did a really good job. Like you can't compare the two because they're two totally different jokers, but they both did a great job, I think. But that Heath Ledger Joker was on another level.
Yeah,
he was like a cable.
Yeah,
that good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was on the whole time. The whole damn show.
Yeah, he was the whole damn show for Batman.
I'm the same as everybody else. I think Heath Ledger did the best as a Joker.
Yeah, yes.
That one scene that set him apart was when he burnt that pile of money.
Yeah.
And it just showed, like, I don't give a shit about money. That's not my thing. Like, I just want to watch the world burn. I literally just want to watch the world burn.
Seriously sick.
Yeah. Like he's hurt so bad, he wants the world to feel like him.
One of my favorite scenes, too, is when he blows up the hospital and he just walks away.
With the nurse outfit.
I just see you later, guys.
Like, that movie was, it's almost perfect.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They show Joker shows Batman, like literally shows him, me and you are the same.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have a line that you don't cross, but if you cross that line, we would be exactly the same.
Yeah,
And he was trying to get him there.
He was getting close, too.
Yeah, that movie was good. That movie was good.
I think that you can't compare anyone to that Joker, because like you said, it's different. But different isn't always worse.
Yeah.
Because I think Joaquin Phoenix did not just as good a job, but it was for the role that he played, he did an excellent job.
He played a more realistic, like, I could see that happening in real life. Somebody being on the edge, snapping like that. Like, I can't picture Heath Ledger's Joker in real life.
No.
But I could picture Joaquin Phoenix's Joker in real life.
And I can picture Joaquin Phoenix's Joker in this new Batman universe.
Yeah.
Because the way that the Riddler was set up, he was a serial killer.
They already set up the Joker, though. Joker.
No, I know. I heard, it's that Brett
kind of looks like the old Joker.
There's a scene that they released after, a deleted scene that you can find. It's pretty good.
And it's like the metal Joker in the comic books. No spoilers. We don't want to say any spoilers.
Yeah. The way it's shot, though, that scene that is available on YouTube.
Yeah.
The way it's shot, you don't see the Joker the whole time. You hear him talk, and they show like little pieces of his face or whatever.
And the back of his head.
Yeah. Which and is then fucking at crazy. The end, he comes up to the screen and it like hits you. Like the visual hits you. Yeah. It's good. The way they shoot it is real good.
Really?
And
he kind of looks. I heard he kind of looks like the Heath Ledger Joker as well, too. Like he does. Almost the same look.
Same scars and stuff. Yeah.
I think this universe is going to be incredible. I cannot wait.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a good setup. But I just feel like if this was like a Netflix series or a Paramount Plus series, I feel like it would be set up better for that to go episode to episode.
As soon as it aired on HBO Max, they came out with the Penguin series, the Colin Farrell Penguin series. On HBO Max too.
It's on right now?
Yeah. If it didn't drop today, it drops the 23rd.
It's just a series about the Penguin?
About the Penguin, yeah. So they're doing that. They're branching off from the
So it's
going
to be the rise of the Penguin from the movie to...
I believe so, yeah.
Or is it what Penguin did before?
I'm not positive. I just know that it's an origin story or a story of the Penguin, and it branches off of that movie.
It felt like a crime drama. I was watching
That's why I liked it.
Everybody said it was like detective. It was detective noir, is what it was.
And that was the best part too, was because I didn't like how dramatic Commissioner Gordon was. He was very it reminded me of that Key and Peele, like when there was cum all over the place and they were like, you gotta search for the cum. You know? That's what it reminded me of. You know?
Have you seen that guy in anything else? He was in Westworld, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He plays the same character.
Everywhere,
He's got that same,
I'm
hassled.
But I liked how the two of them actually worked together as detectives. There were no gadgets. It was like they were together for most of the movie. I liked the fact that Commissioner Gordon isn't the commissioner yet. He's a lieutenant.
Yeah.
And they're both close, almost in every scene of the movie, figuring it out together.
My favorite Jim Gordon, though, will always be Ben McKenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan from the OC in the show Gotham.
You like it? Yeah, that's your favorite?
He was funny.
Yeah, I like him as commissioner. I like, what's his name, as his partner? The big goofy guy. You know who I'm talking about. I think he plays Bullock
on
the show. Yeah. But I like seeing Jim, a young Jim Gordon. That show was interesting because Batman was just a kid. Bruce Wayne was just a kid. So you're watching Jim Gordon's rise, before he's even commissioned. He was just a detective.
Yeah,
just showed
the ranks,
up.
Yeah.
So that show was good. But the movie was all right. The Batman. I just felt like I was watching a show.
I think going into it with an open mind, whenever I watch new superhero movies, I take the old ones out of my brain and watch it. I'd give it an 8.5.
Yeah.
Easy, just because of the way it was filmed cinematically, the way Gotham looked, Penguin, the car scene. There's never been a car scene like that in any type of superhero.
I don't really
movie.
Have anything negative to say about it. Yeah. It just felt like, and I don't mean it as a slight.
No,
it felt like a show because it was so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't have a big movie. These Marvel movies when they come out, even Justice League when it came out, it felt like this is a movie you got to see in the theaters. This movie didn't feel like that. This movie felt like I can sit there and just binge watch the entire series at my house.
I think going forward, too, you're going to be able to look back at this movie and be like, holy shit, there was an egg in there. I think it explained a lot more than we realized it explained.
Hey, can we talk about Zoe Kravitz?
Who? Oh, no.
She looked good.
Yeah, she did look good.
She looked good. I wasn't expecting that either. And when she first showed up on the screen, I was like, woo.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't look bad.
With the pink hair part, too?
Yeah, when she was in the club.
Definitely got to watch this movie now.
Yeah, I love the contact lens.
Yeah, yeah, that thing
that's
is cool.
It, that's in a comic book. It's yeah, in that, I forgot which one it is, but it's in one of the comic series.
Yeah, you got to check it out. It's good.
It's a good. Check out the movie. Yeah,
she's a good Catwoman too.
Yeah, she's good for the future.
Next time
too,
I crash this podcast again, I'll watch the movie and I'll be able to talk about it with you guys.
Perfect.
He's gonna come back like a year later. Yeah. It's old news. Like, let's talk about the Batman.
I'm gonna give Matt brain damage by the end.
He's still sleeping. We should probably check him out.
He's fine. Trust me. I do this all the time. I hit people in the chair all the time. He's good. He'll wake up maybe. Just give him a couple of Motrin. He'll be fine.
We'll take a break here. I'll check on Matt, make sure he's still alive, and then we'll come back and talk football.
So I've been pushing Guild of Imagination for weeks now, but you have yet to meet the DM himself, Patrick Stevens.
Hi, my name is Patrick Stevens, and I'm the Guild Master of Guild of Imagination. We are super excited that you are checking out our D&D campaigns, and we wanted to take a moment to introduce ourselves. We thought that we would talk about two important aspects of Dungeons & Dragons, the first being creative storytelling and what that means to us. The second thing is, of course, our favorite monsters. If I had to pick one thing about creative storytelling that I love, it is the spontaneity of events that can happen. I, as the DM, have an idea each session of what is going to happen. But the truly magical thing about D&D is that you or your learner's character can change the course of an event, a session, and even a full-blown campaign just by the actions and decisions that you make as a character. It's that unpredictability that I love about creative storytelling. Now, my favorite monster for Dungeons & Dragons, and I've thought about this for a while, it would have to be the Rakshasa, which is a tiger humanoid type of creature. It usually dresses kind of fancy and may have a proper accent. It also, in tiger form, has backwards hands, so its palms are on the back of its hands and its fingers bend backwards. Very strange. Another cool thing about the Rakshasa is that it can change its form and look like any humanoid. And then finally, it's immune to most sixth-level spells and lower. So that's kind of why I like the Rakshasa.
Reservations are currently open at Guild of Imagination for spots for summer camps. Now, these summer camps will take your child and teach them Dungeons & Dragons in a 3 to 5 day span, depending on what you sign up for. Those registrations are open now at guildofimagination.com. That's Guild of Imagination with a D.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Still here with K-Bo.
The whole damn show.
The whole damn show.
There he is.
This is Bob Simmons, a.k.a. Bob Awesome. This is from the Frequency album. The song is The Zone. You can check it out at riskybizmusic.bandcamp.com. Risky Biz with a Z, music.bandcamp.com. There it is. So we got USFL to talk about.
Yeah.
What? You didn't like it?
It was all right.
All right. So USFL. What else? Oh, phone calls.
We got my game. If you still want to do.
Oh yeah,
that.
Yeah. Your game. So
all right, I'll let you guys speak long enough out of respect for the show, but the whole damn show doesn't just sit back and be quiet. Oh. I am the G-Spot Entertainment for a reason. I'm going to let you guys know something, though. I got shit to do. All right? I got autographs to sign and boobies to sign.
All right, Cable.
I got a lot of things to do. I'm a busy man, but I just wanted to say thank you for having me on the show. And make sure I'm in this league, because if I come back, I'm really going to take everybody out.
Hey, you got...
And don't be a pussy, Chris.
My word. Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
Jesus. All right, go sign your titties.
Cable, the whole damn show is out of here like a bald guy.
All right, thanks, Cable. Later.
See you later, Cable.
This guy, man. He really is running the whole damn
Matt's
show.
Matt's still sleeping, so just leave him alone. Oh, no.
Says goodnight, Matt. On his way up. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That was, I guess Cable's done. That was Cable. The whole damn show.
That guy's like a hurricane.
Yeah, man. He is, man. And yeah, ask Matt about it. Like, he got hit by a hurricane over there.
Oh, man.
I think he's snoring right now. Jesus. Okay.
All right.
Dying. Whole damn show.
The eczema.
Yeah.
The eczema. Need my inhaler? Is
that like a skin condition?
Yeah.
So USFL, let's talk about it.
So I went into it with high hopes.
Yeah.
I did one of those, like, I'm going to watch all day. I'm going to analyze the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, as soon as, like, the first commercial break came on, I, like, looked for the closest movie that's, like, always on USA or something.
But
like,
why is that?
You know me. I'm a ex-soccer player.
Yeah.
The kicking game is horrendous.
Oh, my God. That's one thing that you do notice right off the
horrendous.
Bat.
Horrendous.
Yeah. There is a level of expertise in the NFL when it comes to kicking.
I mean, it was, like nothing I've ever seen. Like, it's amazing that those people even have, like, they even go for those. They even have roster spots.
Yeah.
It was that bad. The quarterback play was, it was very collegey to me. A lot of running, yeah. A lot of, like, broken plays, no real.
That's what I play, felt like watching it. It was on a level somewhere between college and the NFL.
Yeah. It was same, like, XFL vibe.
Not necessarily a good thing.
No.
In college, those guys are playing hungry. They're trying to show out to get in the NFL. These guys seem like they're just playing for a paycheck.
Yeah.
So there's not that same drive there.
Yeah, and call it like broken plays in college are fun because it's like everyone's athletic. Like, you got people who, a lot of these college teams, they have quarterbacks that aren't going to be, like, they know they're not going to be quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of athletic, you know, I can't think of the formation, but, you know, double options and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where these quarterbacks are just like practice squad quarterbacks that aren't nearly athletic. It's just a bunch of broken plays.
Yeah, because you know if they had any talent, they'd be signed as a backup in
the
NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
Or on a practice squad.
I mean, look, even Robert Griffin III is signed in the NFL.
Yeah.
So what do we have in this USFL for talent?
You know? Yeah, there's definitely the quality of the game is definitely a lot less than, you know, what you used to.
It's
as far as the look of it goes, though. It looked like
it was pretty good.
An NFL game.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
There's a ton of buzz about the stupid drone shots. I hate those. I wasn't a fan of those things.
I didn't mind. So what I didn't like more than, so I didn't mind the drones. I liked them on kickoff.
Yeah.
That was about it. I liked them on kickoff because I like to see it like go up in the air and then go to the, it was just literally just like Madden. It was the same style.
Yeah.
I did not like how they were constantly filming the coaches at all.
I kind of like that. I like everybody
it.
Being mic'd up. They caught that fight off field and those guys are coming off the field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the two linemen there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I liked hearing the plays, too, getting called. I felt like it was, you ever watch NASCAR, like,
when
the pit crew?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like I was doing. I could hear the plays getting called.
I didn't mind hearing the plays.
Coach's reactions to plays as it's happening. He's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I didn't like the camera literally being like on the coach because you know there's a camera guy standing right next to the coach with it. Like, that's distracting for the coach, you know? I'd rather let the coach. But I did like the mic'd up aspect of it for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's got a lot of different things that it could bring to the table.
You know what I liked too was the helmet cam, like the in helmet cam, where it was like I saw the running back one. Yeah. That looks cool as hell. I feel like you're getting a look at.
It's like a first-person shooter.
Yeah. you're getting a look that you don't get to see in a game unless you're playing in the game.
Yeah, it's got a lot of cool things that it can like try out and see what's happening. I'll tell you what. The USFL did the right thing by debuting itself before the XFL because now the XFL's doomed. They really are.
Yeah.
Because I really don't think that... I think the talent pool's going to be the same. It's going to be no talent. And I think that the XFL is just... It's just going to be another USFL. So it's kind of like the first one to come here is the better one, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
The only thing the XFL has going for it is that they're affiliated with the NFL.
The problem, too, that I have is I don't need this much football. Like, even during a football season, I'm, like, getting overwhelmed with football. I got fantasy fatigue last year.
Yeah.
Mid-season.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I don't need all of this. Like, every once in a while, it's fine, but, like, I don't need a whole season in between.
The 17 games thing is really enough, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I gave it a shot because I haven't seen football in a while, and I wanted to see what it looked like. And
same, I did the same thing, and I was over it by halftime.
One of the stories that I did notice was getting passed around the interwebs a lot was that running back from Pittsburgh, that Pittsburgh team they have. He had an issue with one of the food vendors.
Yeah. No, it was
at the cafeteria.
He asked for pizza, and they gave him chicken salad.
Well, did you watch I watched the video of him getting cut. No. So they call him in there.
He had prior issues, though, they said, too.
Yeah, they call him in there, and the coach is like, you know, I hate to have to do this, you know, but I heard, you know, we set up rules. You got to be respectful to everybody, including the food staff. And the guy explains it. He says he went in there, and they had chicken salad. He don't like chicken salad. He saw the food vendors walking by with pizza, and he asked for a piece of pizza. And the food vendor said, no, you get chicken salad. And he complained about it and walked off.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he said, because obviously it had to be pretty bad. But they ended up cutting the guy over chicken salad.
Yeah, well, from what I heard, he did have like a bunch of prior issues that they were dealing with.
That's one thing you won't see in the NFL.
No,
somebody getting cut over chicken salad.
Well, that's the thing. Shame on the USFL for only offering an entire team chicken salad for a meal.
Well, you think they're making millions and millions of dollars?
No, but I think that they offer more than chicken salad at high school lunches.
I think they give away those seats in those stadiums for like free.
No, I'm not saying that I'm not saying they can afford caviar here, but they can. I mean, Jesus Christ, chicken
salad, a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yeah, chicken salad. That's
I like chicken salad. I'm a big fan.
I like chicken salad too.
I would eat the shit out of that chicken salad.
Yeah, but not everybody likes mayonnaise.
I don't need no pizza.
I just think they could have done better and offered. All right, so say. They still offer the chicken salad. Maybe offer like something else with the chicken salad. Like,
I'll tell you one thing. They don't give a fuck. They
a fucking, roast beef cold cut sandwich or something.
They filmed this dude getting cut. They filmed him walking out of the building. They filmed him getting in the car and taking off. They were like, hey, fuck this guy.
They filmed him talking to his mom when he got home. They just followed him all the way home.
They gave no shit. They filmed him crying in his room. They were like, fuck this guy. But that's really all I got to say about the
It wasn't anything special. I mean, I'll watch it if there's nothing to watch, kind of deal, you know.
Yeah.
So it's spring football.
I might turn it on, have it on in the background if I'm not doing anything on a Sunday or whatever. It's a rainy Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll probably be out in the yard working. I'm not gonna not cut my grass because the USFL is on. If it was an NFL, grass would be growing up over my windows.
And the best thing that could happen to the USFL as well is that they picked a year to start with a terrible draft. So, like, draft it. The
you
draft
say
is,
that. You keep saying that, but I like these wide receivers. There's some good running backs coming up, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying for them.
There's no quarterbacks.
So, there have been a couple COVID years. So, even, like, there have been a lot of college players that have gotten lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a casual college football fan. I'm not like I like Oregon. I watch games that are on, but I'm not like a big-time college football fan. And I, throughout COVID, I've just, like, lost. I've lost not interest, but I haven't kept up with like who's relevant in college football anymore.
I'm not a college football fan at all. Yeah. But this time of year, right now, is when I start doing all my research.
Yeah, I look it up for rookies the coming in and stuff.
And
like
this is when I get myself excited for guys that are coming in. I'm not gonna pay high for them.
Yeah,
but if they fall to me, that one year I had Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook. They were both drafted rookies on my team in the rookie season because of the research I did coming in.
Yeah,
I was high on them.
Yeah, and I think that so. I think my reason for not being so into this draft with all these receivers and all these running backs is because there are so many receivers and running backs in the NFL right now, too.
Yeah.
You know, so like you could have this stud receiver, you know, say it's like a CeeDee Lamb. He's not, you know, this is just a bad example, but he's coming up on a team with what, three other better receivers than him? His rookie year, he's not going to do much.
Yeah, you say that, but look at these Justin Jefferson and, you know.
No, I'm saying the league right now. I'm saying like the league right now. So Justin Jefferson right now with Adam Thielen, Ja'Marr Chase right now with T. Higgins. Like all of these teams now are just loaded at the receiver position.
But there are teams that don't have receivers. You got the Giants that don't have nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jets don't really have anybody.
But those are also...
Not to bring up those two shitty teams again.
And those are also...
Cable's shitty Giants. Fuck those Giants. Fuck the whole damn show and those Giants.
Those are also teams that I'm not looking to draft anyone from their team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking to draft a rookie receiver that Daniel Jones is throwing the ball to.
Yeah.
So it just, it, I guess it all kind of goes with my draft strategy and stuff. I'm going to pay attention, obviously. The big question for me in this draft is, does Kyle Pickett have small hands or a big dick?
That's the real question. You said that last week. You said it again this week.
That's the real question here. Just, how are we measuring his hands? Because
I just hate when people say that this is a shitty draft class just because it doesn't have quarterbacks. Do we really need a lot more quarterbacks in this league?
No.
Look at the AFC right now. No, it's all
quarterbacks. We're loaded at quarterback too, but yeah. I just think that you definitely need that for it to be an interesting draft. At least star quarterback, you know?
I get it, but I mean, I just hate when people
won the Heisman? Who won the Heisman this past year?
I don't even know. I don't pay attention to college. I told you that.
Yeah, but I pay attention enough to know who won the Heisman. I have no idea who won the Heisman this past year. You know, like, that's what
I know there was one of the running backs I like in contention for the Heisman. So,
okay, all right.
So, I mean, that's...
You're right. I mean, there are plenty of good skill position players. It's just kind of like, I'm going to watch the draft live, and then I'll see, like, all right, well, that's interesting.
It's coming up.
Where he went. Yeah, I think it's the 26th to the 28th, right?
Yeah.
25th to the 28th.
Yeah, what, a week away? Mm-hmm. About a week away. So,
yeah, it's going to be interesting, though. I'll watch it day of, and I'll do like a couple days pre. I think next week, we should definitely do a draft show, you know, or a segment on the draft, maybe.
I don't want to give away my guys.
Well, that's the price we pay now as podcasters, you know.
I want to add to my belt total.
Yeah, well, this is the price we pay. We have to give out the info.
We can talk about each guy, but I'm not going to tell you who I like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just try to throw me off. I bet you I'll be able to read it. You know?
I'm gonna pick some no name asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Get you fired up about him. Get Matt Lincoln fired up about him. Matt, how you doing over there, buddy?
Yeah,
snoring.
Should we roll him on his side so he doesn't aspirate?
I rolled him on his side during the break. He kind of rolled back over on his back.
Oh man. I can't believe he did that.
Well, listen for his asphyxiated noises. yeah, K-Ball comes in here and hits him there with a chair.
I can't believe he did that.
So we'll be done talking about USFL there, and we did a little draft talk just now too.
Yeah,
we do got your game.
Yep.
So
it's a new game.
I don't know what it is really. You kind of flew it by me a little bit, but I wasn't really paying attention that good.
All right. So the game is, it's just a really easy over-under game.
Okay.
We're going to go each week. We're going to go through a position.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you what the players are ranked. This is on Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
What the players are ranked top 10 each position based off of last year.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if this year they're going to go over or under their performance from last year.
And we won't know if I'm correct until next year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just even so, like, we don't even need to know the answers. Just kind of like, how are you feeling on that player?
Yeah.
You know, like his situation this year as opposed to last year kind of deal.
All right. So I'm giving away more of my secrets.
I mean, this is a football podcast. We're going to have to talk about football. Yeah.
Right. Well, most people know who I got love for anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to tell you, the list is kind of surprising, like where certain players are.
Where they ended up last year?
No, where they're ending up for this year, like in the top 10 and out of the top 10.
Well, is this their ADP?
This is
these
are just rankings going into 2022.
Okay. All right, let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, so I'm gonna list off the top 10 real quick. Then we'll go to each individual player.
What are we doing?
Player.
What position?
Running back this week.
Okay.
So we'll start with running back.
My most favorite important position.
Yeah, exactly. So at number one, Jonathan Taylor.
Obviously.
Nice. Number two, Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Number three, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Number four, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Number five, Christian McCaffrey.
Uh-huh.
Number six, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Number seven, your boy, Joe Mixon.
No surprises so far.
Number eight, Najee Harris.
That's a little bit of a surprise.
Number nine, Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Number 10, Leonard Fournette.
Okay. That's a little bit of a surprise too. Okay.
Yeah. So, there are a lot. Nick Chubb's 15. Saquon's 16. J.K. Dobbins, 19.
Who's 11, 12?
Zeke is 24.
Yeah, fuck him.
I know. I'm just saying.
Like a negative 72.
Your boy Rashad Penny that you think is going to do so well this year, 26.
Yeah. Who's 11, 12, 13?
11, DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
12, Antonio Gibson. 13, Cam Akers.
14.
You want me to go through all of them?
Just go to 15.
14, okay, David Montgomery. And 15, Nick Chubb.
Okay. All right.
So, number one, Jonathan Taylor, this year, over-under.
His spot? Is that what we're doing? Over the spot where he's evaluated
stats.
Right now?
His stats. Like,
over next year or under next year?
No, over or under how he did last year.
Okay.
Do you think he's have a better year this year or a worse year this year?
I think for him it's going to be more of the same. I think there's more of a chance that he has a worse year than he does have a better year. I think it was his breakout year last year. I think he'll either be the same or worse.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I agree with that. I think it's one of those like
his situation hasn't really changed. They got a new quarterback over there, which I feel is going to hurt him more than help him.
Yeah.
I think he got a lot of carries last year that he's not going to get this year. There's going to be a lot less touches.
Yeah, because Matt Ryan is a competent quarterback.
And Michael Pittman's there.
Yeah.
And I think
they'll have a more fluid offense.
I think Mo Cox is going to get a little bump this year.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Stevens is going to love that. But
I think it's kind of like the Michael Thomas 2017 or 18 season. Yep. Where it's you kind of just can't sustain that much success.
I'm not saying he peaked, but he had a breakout year, and I don't think he's going to follow it up. I think maybe this year will be a regular year, and then next year he might peak.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So because things have changed over there. You got a new quarterback. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens, but I think he's either going to be the same or lower.
Okay. All right, so lower. You're taking the under for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
All right, I agree with that. Number two, Austin Eckler. Over or under?
Under. Way under.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be as touchdown dependent as he was last year.
No, I don't think they're going to use him in the red zone as much as they did last year. I think they're going to have a new plan for that. He's not a big dude.
Yeah.
He's sturdy. He's got, you know, he's good in the red zone.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But he can't sustain. He's like Christian McCaffrey size. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So I think he last year was an anomaly.
Yeah.
I think he had a ton of touchdowns, right?
Yeah, he did. I think he had like 15 total touchdowns.
Well, he got like 15 in one game.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's going to be an under for sure. I think he's ranked too high.
Yeah. Honestly. No, I agree with that.
Two. That's crazy.
Number three, Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. I think that's going to be an under too.
So I'm going to push with Derrick Henry because I think that if he's healthy,
that's the problem. Is if he plays a full season, he's going to be over.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to play a full season. So that's my issue. And
if they keep using him the way that they used him last year, he's not playing full.
He was on pace last year for 460 carries last year.
Yeah,
before he got hurt,
he was on pace for like 5,000 yards.
Yeah. As a Titans fan, it hurts, and I've said this before on this podcast that I just think that with a foot injury like that, with a back like that, his size, I think this is the beginning of the end for him.
He needs a real complimentary back. He needs somebody like it was Foreman that was there last year, right?
Deonta Foreman.
He needs somebody more like a James White,
like a scat back.
Or like a Kareem Hunt, like somebody to come in and just do a good job while he gets some rest. Because I don't think he's gonna be able to run on that foot all year.
Yeah, somebody who can isn't just a small scat back, somebody who can actually be a three down back, but also catch out of the backfield.
Yeah.
I agree.
I feel like crazy right now because I'm already, what is this, three in and I'm already three unders?
Yeah, I think he's going to be under as well.
Yeah, I think it's an under.
But, I think it's an under because I just think that he's not going to sustain.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook, number four.
This is another guy that all the talent in the world. I've loved this guy since he came in the league.
Yeah. Did you have him last year? Well, the year before.
I traded him. I had him in Black Sheep.
No, 2 years ago, you took him first overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing.
I see the talent. I love the talent. The problem is the situation that I hate Kirk Cousins and his injury risk is there. And he has a real competent, you know, backup.
Yeah, Madison.
Who can just step in and
looks like him. Even looks just like him.
Not as much wiggle and not as much acceleration and burst, but he's fine at filling in.
Yeah.
So they're not afraid to rest him. So that's my problem with him is the usage. I think he'll be the same. I think it'll be a push for this one. I think he'll be around 4 or 5, I think.
Okay. Number five, Christian McCaffrey.
Another guy that gets hurt too much.
I know this is tough to take the over on any of these guys.
Yeah,
there's one guy that I'm gonna take the over. I'm gonna shoot to the moon with him, but that's not till later.
This is another thing too with this guy is his situation in Carolina hasn't changed at all.
Yeah,
they haven't got nobody. They haven't lost nobody.
He's still the same size.
It's the same setup that he had last year.
Yep.
if he stays healthy, he's going to be a 1-2-3.
Yeah.
But can he stay healthy? I don't know. I think they're going to have Sam Darnold start again.
Yeah. Did you see what's his face come back after saying that?
Who?
Oh, who said it? It's not Matt Rhule. Who's the other, the coach of the GM?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, I can't remember who it was. Somebody came out and they were asked, is Sam Darnold going to be your starter? And he said this year, and he said, yes. And then he came out after the practice and said, I shouldn't have said that. Like somebody had a stern talking to with him, and he came back and said, I shouldn't have said that. Sam Darnold practice
and was ew.
Yeah, literally, quote, unquote, I should not have said that.
Man, that's rough.
I'm going to take the over on Christian McCaffrey.
Uh-huh.
I think that he, kind of like what with these other guys, it's a injury risk, but I think he had so much rest last year.
Yeah.
And the injuries were mostly like hamstrings and stuff. Like it was all stuff that a good rest might get him to play.
I'll take the over on him too, but not by much.
No. And you can't go any lower than he barely played last year, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm taking the over is even if he plays 9 games, he's going to get the over, you know?
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, New Orleans.
I'm going to take the over on Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
I think it was a down year last year. The quarterback situation was a mess. I think if Jameis stays in the entire season, because they started off hot.
Yeah, they did.
And if Michael Thomas is back, I think they'll be all right. I'll take the over on Kamara. I like Kamara. There's talent there.
Yeah. I'm going to take the over too. I think, just like you said, with having Jameis in full time, any type of competent offense makes everyone more successful in the offense. So I think, you know, with Jameis in there, even if they don't have Michael Thomas, they can make do with someone that's halfway decent at quarterback. So I'll take the over for him too. Your boy, Joe Mixon, number 7.
Over all day.
I'll really?
Double tap on the
over.
Are
you really going to take the over?
Super over.
All right. This is it.
This is the, that line is better than any line he's ever had.
Yeah.
Since he's been in the league.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's done work with that shitty line.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Mixon is going to be top 3. If he stays healthy, top 3 easy.
Yeah, all right.
Easy. So cuz he does it all.
Yeah, he does. He's great.
He could be a third down back. I hate they always put Sam Raji P. Ryan in there.
Yeah.
And that's how they lost last year, was putting Sam Raji P. Ryan in there. Yeah. Mixon has hands. Mixon can catch a ball.
Yeah, I know. He definitely has hands. We saw that at the Waffle House. Yeah.
Was it a Waffle House or Starbucks?
It was a Waffle House.
Oh, man. That left hook. You don't see it coming. But yeah, he can catch a ball. But I'm a little biased. I'm a Mixon fan. So
I agree. I think 7's too low for him. I think he'll be top 5, but I think it's going to be the under this year because I think he did real well. I also think that Ja'Marr Chase is going to have a real breakout year. I think he's going to be targeted more than he was.
Yeah, but who's the red zone threat over there?
Joe Mixon.
Since they got rid of, what's his name? CJ Uzama.
Uzmazu. Uzmazu.
I think Mixon's going to put up numbers.
I agree.
Big numbies this year.
I think he'll be top 5 for sure. I don't think there's much to debate with that. I'm going to take the over because he did real well last year. And I think that offense is just going to start firing off on all cylinders.
Yeah. I'll definitely take that.
Number 8, Najee Harris.
You loved this guy last year.
I had him last year. He was a rookie. I was like, I'm all in on him. I thought he was going to be incredible.
I
he wasn't terrible either.
He wasn't terrible, but I didn't see much. He did the job. He's there. Yeah. He reminds me of like a, he's better than David Montgomery. He's better than Chris Carson. He's there.
Chris Carson's healthy, he's not better than Chris Carson.
Fuck Chris Carson.
His yards per carry were abismal. He ran like 2.2.
Najee Harris, right?
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
And he got way overrated with all the passes he was catching.
Yeah.
They were dump offs. They were little shit dump offs.
100 reception dump offs, you know, like
all complimentary of Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
He's not going to get all that this year.
No.
He's going to have somebody, Mitch.
Mitch, for what he is, has an arm.
Mitch will be out there gunslinging.
Yeah, he's working for a contract.
Yeah, so I think Najee Harris will get his touches.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's going to have the receiving production he had last year. And I didn't see much out of it. He was fine. He was competent. He's a competent running back.
The offensive line is arguably one of the worst in football.
Yeah.
He has no yards per carry. You know, that offense has to be good for him to be good. And the only reason why it was he did anything last year, and even same thing with like Deontay Johnson, was because of Big Ben's brain, not his arm, but his brain. Yeah.
This is definitely going to be an under for me. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Last year, out of all the rookie running backs, who would you say was the best running back out of that rookie class?
Can you name them?
Well,
like off the top,
without naming off the top of your head, who is the best running back from the draft last year?
In my opinion,
yeah,
it's going to be the next person on this list, Javonte Williams.
Okay, so but you think you think he was better than Najee last year?
I think when he played, yeah, definitely. If you watched him play, he looked like one of the best running backs in football.
What I'm trying to... Najee had the best numbers out of all the rookies last year.
Yeah, definitely. But that does... Yes.
My point is we were talking about the draft before, and we were talking about how this is a boring draft class. I think there's at least 10 running backs coming up that are better than Najee Harris.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. No, I get what you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for like... You know, it's like when you watch a baseball draft and they're talking about a second baseman and you want a starting pitcher, you know, you know, quarterback, the football world starts and ends at quarterback nowadays. So Najee Harris under for both of us.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Me too. Number 9, Javonte Williams.
Over.
I'm taking top three.
Especially if Melvin Gordon don't sign there.
So that's the problem. Way over. That's the problem. Melvin Gordon, I think.
I think even if Melvin Gordon signs there, I think you're going to see Williams' numbers go up anyway.
Oh, definitely.
He's going to touch the ball a lot more.
Definitely.
But
if
way over. I got Williams top five.
I got him top three if Melvin Gordon isn't on the team. Like, undisputed top three.
Yeah, I got him top five even with Gordon on the team.
Yeah, I think
without Gordon, probably top three. Yeah,
yeah, way over. I'm gonna take that's what I was talking about with the to the moon guy.
Now, am I butt cheeks gonna be clenched if I draft this guy first round, like, you know, top three picks? Like, yeah, I'm gonna be squeezing cheeks, but
nah, I'll take him confidently. Yeah. I'll tell you guys because I'm comfortable with anybody else too. So, but if Javonte Williams falls to me, I'm grabbing him.
My thing is everybody here knows who I'm targeting first round. They know who I want. So,
and you know I'm going to take him if I get a pick before you. I'll let you get Javonte Williams.
I'll take this chair. I'll smash it over your head. You'll be laying next to Matt.
Do you know the content that would create on this podcast if I got Joe Mixon? You know,
you'll be laying next to Matt. I'll lay you there in the 69 position so you wake up.
Head to
toe. See his little peanut right in your face.
Oh, man.
Who's next?
Last.
Wait, what was that? We said over. We both banged over.
Yeah, definitely over for Javonte Williams. Yeah. Number 10, last but not least, Leonard Fournette.
I'm going to say under on him. I think he's going to get hurt this year. He's getting old. I think he showed out last year. I think that was his last
hurrah.
I think he's going to be... I think he got the big contract or whatever that he wanted, and I think it's going to be a downhill year for him this year.
I'm going to take the over on Leonard Fournette.
Because Rojo's not there?
Because Rojo's not there, and because Brady's back, it's going to be more of the same, you know?
Yeah, it could
be. Surprisingly good catching the ball out of the backfield, you know? So, I mean, he could do a lot of different stuff.
He's not a top 10 for me. There's guys on that list. That's why I want you to read to at least 15.
Oh, yeah.
That are going to be over Fournette in my book.
32 is Chase Edmonds on a new team, you know, which I mean, I'm not debating.
No, I get that for real.
But I mean, like,
he's over there with Mostert now. I mean, which one of them guys is starter? But yeah, I see Fournette lower in the list than me. I don't know how the hell he's number 10.
This is pro football focus.
And they're probably is PPR. Probably what they're factoring in is the catches. He made a lot of catches last year.
Yeah. This is,
there was a lot of short dump offs to Fournette.
Yeah. I'm going to take the over on him.
But like you said, you know, my guy, Rashad Penny, I would rather take a risk taking Rashad Penny than Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, there's a name on here, 25th overall, that should be in the top 10. That's James Conner. Without Chase Edmonds.
He should be higher than 25.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I think he could take Leonard Fournette's spot in the top 10. I think he could take Najee Harris's spot in the top 10.
I don't know if I put him that high. Maybe top 15, I'd probably put him up there.
Maybe, yeah.
They got Nick Chubb hella low.
Yeah, 15.
Down there at 15. I think that's because Kareem Hunt's still kicking around.
Yeah.
But
I'd like to see what J.K. Dobbins does too at 19.
I don't understand how they got Chubb at 15 with an upgrade at quarterback.
I think it's because of his stats last year. He didn't do too great last year.
Well, it was easy to stack the box on Nick Chubb when you knew Baker Mayfield wasn't going to throw a competent ball downfield.
Yeah.
He's going to throw a duck every time he was out there with his torn labrum.
Fantasy-wise, though, he was disappointing. You know, I mean,
I get it, but I'm a huge Chubb fan.
Me too. Yeah. No, I had him, and I gave him to you.
Yeah. I can't see that 15. He's got to be top 10. He definitely over Fournette.
Yeah, I have no issue with him being top 10 at all. I think that, you know, and having DeAndre Swift above him.
Cam Akers to me, too, should be higher.
Akers is 13.
Yeah, he should be higher, too.
But having Montgomery, Akers, Gibson, and DeAndre Swift and Leonard Fournette over Nick Chubb is blasphemy.
Yeah, especially fucking Montgomery, man. That guy is so boring.
Yeah. You hate boring running backs.
I really do.
I like boring running backs.
Yeah, I get the consistency. I get that.
Yeah, and I love the yards per carry. Like, if you get me 4 to 5 yards per carry every time.
But you also like watching soccer, and that's boring as shit, too. So.
No, I don't like watching soccer. I like playing soccer. Well, I did before my legs broke.
So I like this over-under game.
Yeah, it's cool,
It gives away my secrets, though.
Nah, it's all right.
The guys I'm targeting.
Nah, you know what gives away your secrets? When people come to all the drafts that you draft before our draft, you give away your secrets then.
Well, I don't have to worry about that this year because the drafts are split up in different days. Somebody wants to show up to every day. Oh, man. Fucking Matt Lincoln. Matt Lincoln, stinking Lincoln, sleeping over there. Just go fart in his face, give him pink eye.
Give him pink eye, fart in his pillow.
Let's do phone calls now.
We got a call?
Got a call lined up right now, yeah.
All right.
This call is brought to you by ML Barbershop, 113 Main Street, Cushnet, 508-858-5458. Go get your haircut. Don't look like shit.
K-Bulk, he puts on an impressive cut for himself, I got to say.
Yeah, he does. If he does that himself,
The guy's incredible.
But if he went and see Anthony, he'd have a better cut. So hopefully this works.
Hello.
Tom Sinko, live to tape on the Commissioner's Podcast. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Hi, Tom.
Wonderful.
Hey, what's going on there, Coach?
Sorry, I'm just getting hydrated.
He's taking a swig of his water there.
I'm very excited, Tom. We're gonna win this whole thing.
I was happy to be in the middle of the pack because, you know, at 3, you can be an unassuming human.
That's right, baby.
You know? And that's how I function, you know?
Set expectations low and then exceed those expectations.
Look at
that's it.
Well, so that was the third round pick, right? I picked you.
That's it. That was a great pick, Chase.
I know. The value is incredible.
There it is.
So we were going to have Matt Lincoln. I know you're a big fan of Matt. You've been rooting for Matt to come back for a while. He was live in studio, but the show got hijacked, and Matt took a chair to the head. He's currently knocked out on the couch right now.
Come on.
Yeah. Sleeping on the couch right now.
Yeah, to the face.
Yeah.
Who hit him in the head with a chair?
The whole damn show, K-Ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hijacked the show and then just left in the middle of the show. Said he had some titties assigned and walked out of here.
Yeah. Some bait.
He showed up in person.
He showed up unexpected, walked in the door, smashed Matt in the head, hijacked the show.
My God. I mean, can you expect anything less?
Nope.
Chase was pitching for him hot. He wants him on the team.
I want him on our team.
You have the TBD spot.
I do have the TBD spot for that reason.
So what was your impression of the in-person meeting?
I want him even more on the team.
Oh my God.
He's electric.
He is electric. You're in that group chat. So you saw the chatter that Big Mo had.
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah. He's not a fan.
You know, that sometimes there's polarizing figures, you know?
Yeah.
You either love them or hate them.
Sometimes you just can't stand the sun, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if it works for, you know, for Robert Pattinson, look at him. He's Batman now.
We talked about that.
We did talk about Batman. Yeah, we reviewed it.
Did you watch it?
I watched it, yeah.
What do you think? Spoiler free, what do you think?
Spoiler free, good movie. Does it add anything to the universe? No.
What I said is that... It felt more like a series. It felt like it could have been like a Netflix show or a Paramount Plus show.
Yeah, it was definitely in the you know, set as like a noir. I liked him as Batman. I didn't care for him as Bruce Wayne, if that's wild to say, because it's the same person.
Do you think it was because he didn't have enough lines? That's what I felt like. He didn't have enough time to show out as Bruce Wayne.
Ah, you know, that's pretty astute.
Chase just shot his water bottle to a barrel probably about 5 feet away from him and missed.
It just hit it right in the face. It didn't even go close.
It was probably
to the
least athletic, most unimpressive thing I've seen in this tavern so far.
I left the Jim Jones balling out there too. Just
he was so cocky about it, and it wasn't even close.
I left it hanging. It didn't do
this
anything.
This is why we need a live stream, so people could have saw that happen live, because that was embarrassing.
Oh man,
I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, we talked about he had more narration. I liked the narration, you know, while it was him talking in the background, but he never acted as Bruce Wayne except for that one scene with Falcone.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And even then, he just sat there and looked moody.
I know. You know what? Unfortunately, though, with that whole thing, I really had vibes going into it that it was going to be like the long night. I don't know if you guys know much about Batman comics and all that. Oh,
Chase is a huge fan.
Yeah.
The long Halloween or something.
Yeah, it's the long Halloween. That's actually my favorite book.
It's amazing. Yeah. And that's what I thought we were getting into with it. Yeah. And it seemed like it kind of veered away quickly.
It reminded me of Year One. Batman, the Frank Miller book.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So it's awesome. Yeah, it's a real like noir film, and it's all based off of like detective work. That's kind of what that old book was like.
Yep.
Where I would have loved for it to be like the Long Halloween. They said they pulled stuff from the Long Halloween, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I forget exactly what it was, but watching it initially, I was like, oh, this like I get the vibe on this right away. Yeah. And then the movie kind of like took 180.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Not best Batman ever, right?
How many bats on a 10 bat scale are you going to give it?
Yeah, I'd throw like 6 or 7 batarangs at that
film.
Wow.
All right.
But it was definitely entertaining. It was long.
Yeah, it was long.
That's what, if it was all a right. series, if they cut that up into 3 episodes, I would have been like, this is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Who's the best Batman ever, though?
That's the problem. That is the problem right there. Because I like Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne, but I don't love him as Batman. I like Robert Pattinson as Batman, but I don't love him as Bruce Wayne.
I don't even put Christian Bale in my... He might be 3 in top 3 for me.
Michael Keaton was all right, but it was so long ago. Those movies are so goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the same filmmaking.
No, I mean, yeah, it's hard to compare that.
We talked about this before too. I liked Ben Affleck as Old Man Batman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked him as Old Man Bruce Wayne and Old Man Batman, the one that he was gritty. He's seen it all already. He's already lived through Robin dying, and he was like, you know, he's worn. He's like done. He's like at the end of his career.
Yeah.
I like that feel.
I'm with you on that, but what about Adam West?
No, it's horrible.
that was real campy. That's a real campy.
Honestly,
Batman.
I think that you could throw in the voice actor for the animated series up there too. Top 5 at least.
Like the
early 90s.
The early
90s animated series with Mark Hamill.
I used to watch that every day after school.
It was like way beyond its time with animated stuff.
It was Gargoyles would come on, and then Batman would come on after it.
Two bangers back to back. Goliath.
Yeah, Goliath.
Yo.
That was a good ass. I'd watch Dragon Ball Z. I'd come home. It was like clockwork. I had to watch Gargoyles, Batman, and then Dragon Ball Z came on after that.
Good times.
So I have some cool stats for you there, Tom. So you just know how elite you are as a third round pick. All right.
Fine.
I'm gonna give you just a couple examples of third round picks.
Okay.
Joe Montana, 1979. I mean, how can you debate that?
Great company.
You know, John Lynch, 93.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Hard hitter.
Terrell Owens, 96.
Future Hall of Famer.
Jason Taylor, 97. These are just a few. I mean, I'm scrolling.
These are all Hall of Famers.
All Hall of Famers. Steve Smith, Sr., 2001.
Is he all? He's not Hall of Famer yet, right?
He's going to get the jacket.
He's such a thug.
Jason Witten, great locker room guy.
That's true.
Frank Gore, number 3 in the all-time rushing list.
Number 1 and the oldest man in the world.
Travis Kelce. And last but not least, this guy's kind of a cuck, but Russell Wilson.
What's your cuck?
Russell Wilson's a cuck. Like, if I've ever met a celebrity cuck, it's Russell Wilson.
He's married to Sierra, right?
Yeah, and future Bangzer, for God's sakes.
It's That's terrible. Cucking.
That's a cuck energy, big time.
Jesus, big cuck energy.
I mean, look at that elite company you're with, you know?
I got to say, pretty good, pretty good. A couple controversies on there. You know, a little track with Kelsey, you know.
What I was saying to Chase before was his team is, he's got a dysfunctional locker room. He's got Lauren and Mucks on the same team.
I know, I got to play potty to that.
He's got Nick Downey and Kenny Almeida on the same team.
Yep.
And if Cable gets in the league, it's going to be Big Mo and Big Cabo.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we're going to use it to feed off each other.
Chase, who would win in a fight? Big Mo or Big Cabo?
We're not gonna bring that up. We're not going to do that.
Cable's a big dude, huh?
Cable was a big
dude. Did he shake your hand?
He gave me a pound, and I felt like I just like put my fist against a wall. Like his fist just never ended.
300 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. That was legit.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so that group chat was fired the other day, huh? Mo was fired up.
Yeah, he was, you know, Mo's known for lawyering up when it's time to lawyer up.
Yeah, exactly. That's I'm getting real big puss energy out of him.
This guy's on your team, bro.
Yeah. he tried to correct my speech one day. You know, I held that real close to my heart.
I know, that affected you, huh?
I got a little tiny tongue that I had to get surgery on. I get tongue-tied every once in a while.
That affected you. You've let that bother you for weeks.
Yeah, I'm fucked up about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Mo was fired up. He was like, this has to be a competitive league. If you let him in, that brings down the competition level. I think Cable plays fantasy. I think he's
He said he's been in a fantasy league for 7 years, and he's won 7 years out of 7 years.
He did say that.
You know, I mean, that's elite.
That is elite. Now, if he's playing with, his grandmother, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah,
There's one thing you can't deny. The kid brings the entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta love it. Gotta love it. Big Cable guy.
Yeah. When are we gonna get you in here in studio?
Yo, soon. Soon. I'll come by. I'll be in there.
Yeah. We got come in next week with Critter. Critter's coming in next week.
Oh boy.
I don't know if we can do four mics.
Can we buy a wire? Can we just get a wire?
I got mics.
can we just get a wire? We have a mic with no wire that's been sitting here for like 8-10 months.
I can bring my own XLR cable. No worries.
What are you doing the week after next week? Let's have Critter next week. Let's spread out the content of the offseason.
Okay, all right. And then we could talk about Critter's pitch with Tom.
Yeah.
Right? We're coming up with
So can we lock you in to the week after next?
Let's do it.
Wednesday. Let's
do it. Locked in Wednesday, week after next.
6:30.
6:30 at the Can Tavern.
That's it.
Wow, I'm excited.
Bring the pain, baby.
I'll try to bring a little bit of content. Did you guys talk about Debo today?
We did not bring that up. No.
I was waiting to see what ends up happening with this Debo mess.
Still speculation, but
yeah. So the rumor is that he's requesting a trade, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he also he requested a trade. And he doesn't want to play a hybrid position anymore. He said that's why he's requesting a trade is because he doesn't want to play.
He want to be a wide receiver or he wants to be a running back?
I believe he wants to be a wide receiver.
That's interesting. Is he afraid of getting hurt? Is that what it is?
Probably because his shelf life will be way
definitely carrying the ball like that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I mean.
Running backs and wide receivers, there's a big difference in how long they last in the league.
Yeah, and wide receivers get paid more.
And he's not desperate like Cordero. Like Cordero Patterson has to be a hybrid because he's at the end of his rope. Yeah.
No, Debo's just getting started, just getting warmed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
That's probably not his whole idea either. You know what I mean? He's going to have agents and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
At in his ear about that. Like, listen, man, like, we want you to go for another 8-9 years. Like, if you keep playing this double duty stuff, you're going to be jammed up in another 2-3.
Honestly, I can't see him being a running back that much this year anyways. If Trey Lance is the starter, Trey Lance can be running the ball a lot.
I don't think Trey Lance is going to start on that team.
They said that it's looking like him.
Oh, they did? They came out?
That even if Garoppolo's good to go, they're not going to start Jimmy G. They're going to start Trey Lance.
Wow.
So,
I missed that one.
So, I mean, I think he might be lined up on the slot anyway, and then have Ayuk on the outside. I like Brandon Ayuk.
How is Debo Samuel as just a running back, though? I mean, just a receiver.
I think he's good. He was good the year before, last year before he started.
Yeah, I just think that he was so relevant because of that running back aspect. You know,
as far as fantasy goes,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, definitely.
But his career, he was fine as a wide receiver.
Oh yeah, no, I get that. I'm just saying as a fantasy aspect, not so much as a.
I guess we should have talked about Debo.
Yeah, well, not much really happened.
Yeah,
you know, I'm happy that we are talking about it now, but we didn't know anything about it.
I'm fired up. We're going to have Tom in here in a couple weeks.
I know.
We're going to have fun. I want to talk some football, though. You know what I mean? Even though it's not football season, I get once the juices stop flowing, ooh, baby.
Yeah, we could talk about the draft because the draft will happen week after next.
Yeah.
Oh, man, funny enough, somebody tried to throw down a work party for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh no. No, can't do that.
And guess what? I said, I'm not going.
You know what you should say? I quit.
You work with all them same kids, right? Like Bob and all them?
Oh, we're all one big happy family.
It was probably Josh that set up the party because he was too scared to meet Cabo face to face.
Why are you starting animosity in your own team?
I'm not starting anything.
I'll tell you this, though. I was over at Critter's house the other night, and I got my hands on his belt for a little while.
Ooh, that thing feels nice, doesn't it?
It made me real excited about wanting to compete for my own. Yeah, you know?
That's a nice belt. That's a backroom one.
Yeah.
That's the American flag one?
Yeah.
I like the Bush League belt, too. I'm a big green guy.
Yeah, wait till you see this Bush League belt in a couple weeks. It's hanging on the wall right now.
For a day like today, right? Hippie holiday.
That's it. Yeah, good point.
Exactly.
You could literally take that thing that's on the belt, roll it up, and smoke it.
Yeah, he does look like a bud.
He looks like a fucking bud. He does look like a
bud. Keep the windows open and the tin cans out.
Oh, man.
All right, Tom.
Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, too. We'll catch you in a couple weeks.
I got one question for you, Tom.
Let's hear it.
You know Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett. I can't say I do.
So he's the big, the only quarterback really coming out of this draft.
This guy's obsessed.
So all the analysts are asking one question. They say he's got small hands, 8.5 inches across to be exact.
Okay.
Do you think he has small hands or just a big dick?
We'll have to get the Brett Favre picture up for comparison.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I mean, I don't know. I think his hands are just fine. Probably a small dick.
This guy is obsessed with this guy's fucking junk.
I'm obsessed with his hands. That's why he's dropping in the draft.
I can't wait to hear all about it tomorrow.
His penis size is irrelevant.
All right, Tom.
All right, guys. I'll check you out.
All right, buddy.
Later.
That was Tom Cinco of the Bush League. And of Chase's team.
That's right.
What is it? Team W? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Well, you came out with a team for belts for gays.
Yeah.
So I came out with the only appropriate team name, which is
edit that.
Who needs belts when we have each other? So the team name is whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever the abbreviation of the acronym for that. So that's going to be the show this week. Next week, we got a big show. Got Critter lined up.
Huge show. He's going to pitch this new dynasty idea. Yeah, I'm very
Chris
Tata
moved up the champions division. He's champion of the backroom division right now.
Now, is that something he wants, like, everyone in the league to... What is this?
I'm going to have him explain it because I don't really know what he wants. He wants 24 managers from the league. He wants
pairing,
co-managers.
12 teams,
yeah,
right?
He wants 12 teams, co-managers. He'll explain it next week. I don't really know, so I don't want to speak for him.
Yeah.
So
that's very exciting.
Chris Tata will be here in studio next week. He'll pitch the dynasty league that he wants to start.
All right.
Thanks, Cabo, for being here.
I mean, Matt's not thanking him.
Matt's moving around a little bit. I think he's alive.
Finally getting up.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Thanks, Matt Lincoln, for being here. Thanks, Cabo, for being here. ML Barbershop, 113 Main Street in Acushnet, 508-858-5458. Get your haircut. Don't look like shit. Guildofimagination.com. Guild with the D of imagination.com. Go there. Set up summer camps for your kids for D&D. What else? Oh, Risky Biz.
Riskybizmusic.bandcamp.com.
Risky Biz. We got Tom Cinco on there. We got Bob Simmons on there. Go there. Check out that music. Riskybizmusic.bandcamp.com. And
a couple slappers.
It.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it. Thank you, Tom Cinco, for calling in. I think we're out of here.
We're out of here.
Guys, what did I miss?
Oh, Matt. All right. We'll get out of here.